Hi, this is Nicole Damore, Associate Features Editor of SearchNetworkingChannel.com. Today's podcast is a supplement to our FAQ guide on network infrastructure. Joining me is Alan Zook, Independent IT Risk Management Consultant, formerly with Glasshouse Technologies. How are you today, Alan?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, we're going to be discussing some of the topics Alan wrote about in the FAQ guide, going a little deeper into the subject matter. So, Alan, in the guide, you discuss the importance of formal project management methodology in a network infrastructure project. Can you talk a little bit about what needs to be done in order to mitigate unnecessary exposure and risk throughout the project?
Yes, I'd be delighted. It's very imperative that as part of building out a network infrastructure, that there's some sort of a formal project management methodology that's implemented. Now, this is a direct result of having established and identified the necessary business requirements as to why the infrastructure is being either built, changed, either from scratch or new. The whole concept behind project management is to have an accountable trail, if you will, of identifying what tasks need to be done in what sequential order, who's going to do them, when are they going to be checked off, what kind of milestones that you're going to have in place to validate that we're on target, we're meeting our time frames that we need to make, we've identified the appropriate skill sets that are needed in-house and or brought in from an outside perspective to complete this, and we also are using the project or project management for determining if I'm going to be running under budget or over budget, as well as maintaining on-time status.
Okay, great. And another topic you wrote about was the long-term operational support. Can you talk about some of the skill sets needed for proper long-term network infrastructure care?
Yes, this is a very crucial area. You have several options to address long-term care for your network infrastructure. One, you can actually hire in trained support resources on staff to manage and maintain that infrastructure sort of an ongoing daily basis. This takes a bit of planning, though, because when you look at the infrastructure and what's got to be put in place to support it, you've got skill sets that run anywhere from network administrators, system administrators, database administrators, security administrators. You've got application developers. You've got end-user support administrators, typically in the form of like a help desk situation. You have IT managers and directors that are overseeing the entire organization in that shop. And in some instances, you break that out where you can have desktop administrators as well. And in the end, you have to have document management. All of this ties back to your project, and it ties back to what technologies I'm going to bring into my environment. And you have to have accountability for those technologies, as well as a long-term care for maintenance and management of those technologies as well. Another option is you can consider outsourcing your infrastructure management. Now, there are plenty of third parties that can, step up to the plate and say, yes, we can take over that responsibility. However, though, by outsourcing, you also bring about, some other areas of concern as well. Some of those range from, does the outsourcer have an effective training program in-house for their own environment to ensure that skill sets are constantly maintained? You need to look at how do they separate your environment from the other environments, the infrastructures that they're managing as well, because chances are they're managing multiple environments. How do they ensure, they've got appropriate SLAs? SLAs are service level agreements that are put in place to ensure I'm going to meet a certain criteria to support your business. Now, that criteria is defined by the organization, and then in turn, the service provider puts together an agreement package that says, I'll meet these. And then on top of that, you want to add, how long has the service provider been in business? Are they local, or are they geographically dispersed? Are they relying on outsourced services themselves to offshore support? And then if so, how is that structured? And then you want to also look at, from a service provider perspective, do they provide 24/7/365 support? And then how is that factored into my SLA? All of these are very important when you're looking at how do I long-term care my the management aspect of my environment, and how do I ensure that its availability is going to be there for my end users as well.
Okay, great. That's all I have for today. Thank you very much for your time, Alan.
Okay.
For more information on network infrastructure or any other networking channel topics, please visit searchnetworkingchannel.com.